You are listening to WPVM LP 103.7 in Asheville, North Carolina. And globally at WPVMFM.org.
Well, howdy, buckaroos and buckarettes.
Here's your Radio Asheville weather report. After a foggy start, plenty of sunshine today across the mountains. A high near 80 here in town. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 48. Nice and sunny on Monday, the high 75. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 51. Looking ahead to Tuesday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, a high near 74. Showers likely for Tuesday night. I'm Johnny Cottle on Radio Asheville, 103.7.
When systems fail, where do you turn for truth and resilience? Welcome to the Resilience Realm with host Dawn Westmoreland, a syndicated radio talk show host, retired Air Force veteran, author, and resilience advocate. Each week, Dawn brings powerful voices, attorneys, mental health experts, veterans, and leaders sharing courage, boundaries, and real-world resilience strategies. Dawn broadcasts on the Pacifica Network and WPVM-FM LP 103.7 Radio Asheville. This isn't just a show. It's a movement for courage, ethics, and justice. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. And if this is your first time hearing me, I'm so delighted you're with me today. You know, I've talked before about the world being divided. And, you know, I'm in the United States. I'm in North Carolina, in the most beautiful place in Western North Carolina. Beautiful trees, mountains, all kinds of beautiful nature. So much to love. And you would think that alone, the people would calm down and relax in this natural, beautiful environment. But we have issues that are going on in this world, whether it be political differences, whether it be people who just don't care, don't give a crap anymore. I like to call it as it is, because that's the experience I had yesterday. In the past 3 days, I've had at least two people that really went out of their way to give bad customer service. I say that because I believe it's intentional whether somebody is professional or kind to you when you're in a service setting or a business setting. So I'm going to talk about that, about how do you stand up for yourself. And this is my way, everyone. You may find a better way. It's just to give you some inspiration, little insider, and it's how I am so very resilient. Now, for years and decades, and I love telling people my age, I'm 62 years old. I've had decades of experience in the Air Force, growing up in a dysfunctional childhood, harassment, abuse. I've had a lot of experiences that have brought me forth. You know, losing my home for speaking up, having my job pay cut off. I've had many different things. And it really, truly, everyone, doesn't matter what has happened to you. It's how you perceive it. And it's also how I perceive it, because oftentimes it's so easy, so very, very easy to go down the victim road. And I'll explain that, because I know I lived in victimhood for years because I didn't know how to get out of it. I didn't know that there was another way. I had only known struggles and that everything in life had to be hard until I found out with a good mentor that told me, no, that is not true, and explained it all to me. So I've learned so much, and I love imparting that to you today. So let me talk about yesterday's experience, and I'm going to leave out the store and the company's name. But I went in into Asheville to a pet grooming place, and I took my two dogs to get groomed. They're going to be boarded here soon, and because I have to do some business travel. And immediately the groomer came out and just had a frown on her face. And I, you know, being I've been a human resource manager, supervisor, whatever, consultant for 33 years now, it's just hard to believe. You know, I've learned to step back a little bit and not absorb the negativity, the projection of being upset from other people as an observer. Okay, there's something going on with this lady. There's, you know, obviously, and it's happened long before I even walked up to her counter. So as I turned over my dogs, did all the paperwork, and then I left without any further instructions from the groomer, I went over and visited my mom in the nursing home, who has some chronic serious health issues. She's 85 years old, and she's still alive, and she still knows, you know, she still knows her daughter, although she has cognition issues. I was over there probably about 1 hour, and then I got a text, and it says, your dogs are ready for pickup. Well, that's great. I love those kind of messages. That's very professional. I think it's an automated text. But one thing is that when I had talked to the groomer, she said it's going to be at least 5 hours. So I'm thinking, oh, boy, I got plenty of time. Go over, hang out with my mom, give her some comfort, help her out. Because, you know, folks, as people get older, they need help. And it's not enough that you just put somebody, your loved one, in a nursing home. There's also advocacy for them. I had no choice but to put my mom in a nursing home because of her health complications. So when I talk about that, I'm talking about, for example, my mom, bless her heart, she's always been stoic, but she will not ask for anything, but she'll allow me to ask for her. So oftentimes she's cold, but she won't speak up to tell the nurses and the staff or the CNAs, hey, I'm cold, you know, and she could, but she doesn't. And so when I get there, she tells me she's cold. So I'm over there doing all this advocacy, taking care of mom, enjoying spending my time with her, because you never know how long you're going to have your loved one. And so I saw the text and I'm like, okay, well, wow, that's fast. I mean, I haven't even been here 1 hour. So I thought, okay, well, she told me 5 hours. So in the past, they've held my dog a little longer, or dogs. And then about 15 minutes later, I get this angry call from the groomer. And the groomer says, why aren't you here picking up your dogs? And I explained to her, well, you told me we have 5 hours. And I didn't think it would take 5 hours, but I didn't think you'd have it done in 1 hour. And I'm over here visiting my mother nursing home. Well, we're going to charge you for being late. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Now, we have this policy. If you're so many minutes late, we charge you this, and this. And she's saying this in an angry voice. Well, one thing I've learned to do, and have to admit, everyone, is hard when somebody's projecting negativity, hatred, insults onto you. It's like she was making it my problem, my fault. And I had to take a second, and I've learned that. Step back for a second, take a deep breath, wait 5-7 seconds. They can wait. They can wait on your answer, but that lets them know that you got it together. You're calm. You're confident. I took a deep breath on the phone. You know, I didn't exhale where she could hear I was taking a deep breath, but I took a deep breath, and then I returned my response to her saying, hey, why did you not tell me that policy? That's a policy, if you're late with this company, that you should have told me before I left the counter. I said, you haven't given me any information on that. I said, I will be there as fast as I can. And it probably was at least another 35 minutes. Well, again, I had to deal with a scowling groomer. So later that night, I made a decision, and I always follow up on really terrible customer service, especially if it's somewhere I'm going to be going to frequently. One thing I've learned over the years is to pick your battles wisely. Now, you know, had it just been the girl was kind of grouchy when I was checking in my dogs, I probably would have let it go, thinking maybe she's had a bad day, maybe a loved one's been harmed, maybe somebody's going through a hard time. I mean, this is reality, right? But again, she was very sarcastic, and I finally said to myself, okay, that's it. Now, you can do many different things. I mean, if you have a business out there, you can go out to Google and do a review, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I believe in being ethical. Don't just go out there and give them a 1 if it's a scale of 1 to 5, you know, and just say they suck, you know. My advice is to give a real accurate, short, you know, to the point, what happened. You know, in this case, this girl was rude. She projected negativity on me. And she also was unprofessional and did not tell me the store's policy, which was kind of new. I had been there before and there was no policy like that. So I end up calling the store and asking for the store manager. The store manager was not there, but one of the managers were. When I talked to the manager listened to me. She goes, okay, Okay. That kind of, and never responded back to me about my concerns at all. Okay, I'll tell the store manager. I said, well, I'd like a call from the store manager. Well, we don't have to call you. I said, well, okay, thank you. Have a very nice day. And I hung up. So today I will talk to the store manager. And if I don't get any remedy, and all I'm looking for is not for somebody to apologize profusely to me, but get their act together and not to project anger, negativity, and unprofessionalism at me again or anyone else. That's how I handle it. Now think about a time where somebody's been rude to you. How have you handled it? Has it worked out in the past? Because oftentimes we want to project back real quick and like, don't you talk to me that way. You know, don't you mistreat me that way. But then you lose your power. You lose your personal power when you cannot control your feelings. And sure, I was disgusted and I was upset and I was mad, but I held it inside me and I took the high road. I took the professional route. And then when I got home, you know, I called a friend. I'm like, you ain't gonna believe what happened. And I did a little venting. You know, sometimes I think venting is really good when you have a trusted friend. And so has customer service changed in our world? Customer service with, you know, businesses, you know, restaurants. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's pet grooming or such. There's a lot of people today that are not projecting professionalism and providing good customer service. Now, being an HR person, I always wondered, you know, is this a generational thing? But it's not necessarily. It's even people my age and older, you know, people can be little stinkers. So always know that the power is within you to how you react to these people. Now, it gave me great satisfaction, and I hope it would give you great satisfaction for speaking the truth, speaking up for myself and talking to the manager. The manager did seem very, very young. And that's not a put down. The one I talked to on the phone last night, it's not a put down at all, just because they're very young. There's quite a lot of folks out there that are very young, and yet they're very kind, they're very professional, they're very efficient. So you have to have the courage to speak up. And courage looks great on you. I'm telling you, it doesn't take much to be courageous to speak up for yourself. So I want to talk about another incident too. So, you know, a few years ago, I attended this event for women, and the speakers touted makeup as the route to empowerment and success. And had I ever known about that, I would never have attended. But because makeup comes off at the end of the day. But I passionately believe that looking good is essential to our self-esteem. And I like being polished, but at that time, this event, all they touted was makeup, 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 look beautiful, dress beautiful. And I think that is part of feeling good. And it's also builds your self-esteem. So every day, I want to share this with you, and I've shared this on other episodes. One thing that I have learned is every single day, and if you need to put a sign up, a little sticky or something like that, or a note, I set my intentions every single day, and I'll explain what I mean about setting my intentions. Everything out there in this world, in this universe, is energy, according to scientists. It's not woo-hoo-hoo. So the energy that you put out of anger, you know, it often attracts anger back. And think about it. How many times has somebody been ugly to you, and then you get ugly back, and it goes back and forth, 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 back and forth? It doesn't work. You get nowhere. It just gets everybody upset and miserable. So always know you have control of your emotions and set an intention every day. So I'm going to give you one of my intentions that's pretty much a daily routine. Of course, you can add to it. So I wake up, open my eyes, and then I say, I set the intention today for this to be a good day with peace in my heart. I'm an artist. I like creativity. You know, give me the strength. I want the strength. I have set the intention. I have the strength to get through today, because every single day I spend some time with my mom in the nursing home, with the exception of when I got COVID last year for the first time and when I've had some medical appointments. So I see her every single day, and I work every single day, and I'm a syndicated radio talk host, you know, weekly. So I have to have energy. I have to have clarity. I have to have discipline, and I have to feel well enough to get everything accomplished. So yes, you can set your intentions to anything you want. You know, I set the intentions for ease and grace. Financial prosperity, bring it on. Whatever your intentions are for that day, maybe it's to that your car's in the shop and that your car is not going to cost a fortune to get that back. I set that intention. And sometimes people have asked me, especially people who are very logical minded. And let me tell you, I am very logical minded too, because I spent 20 plus years in the Air Force. And when you're in the Air Force, a lot of things are very logical, left brain, right? Okay. So every day, I encourage you, set that intention, because you're putting the focus on the positive. You're focusing on what you want. Now, if you stop and you start obsessing with something that is going on in your day, or something that's just been going on in the past or right at the time, if you obsess with it over and over and over, it's like a broken record. And one of the ways that I've learned as a life coach, and I've been a professional life coach certified since 2014, is this. We call it the ego. So in our heads, we often play round and round and round these horrible records of the past. We relive it. Sometimes we embellish it. Sometimes we make the worst of it. So I like to share this. My counselor, and yes, I have a counselor because I believe in good mental health, and I carry a lot of weight and I carry a lot of stress. So I have a counselor, and he's a great mentor to me. What he likes to do is, likes to say is, that's the committee in your head. He calls it the committee in your head, the committee in your head that's, you know, making you feel victimized or not good enough, or, you know, that everything in life is going to be hard. It's the ego that keeps us safe and sound. So what I've learned from my coaching years is this. I signed, as my counselor Joe says, committee. I gave my ego a name, and I call him Rudy. It's just a fun nickname. So when I get in bed, and it always never fails, it always happens. You know, I sit there and review the day. It always pops up something negative, because we're human beings. Something pops up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this next. You know, it's the logical brain kicking in saying, this is how I'm going to handle all this. And then I get obsessed, and then the record plays over and over and over and over. And oh, what if they do this? Now I'm going to do this next. What I do is, Rudy, you need to get out of here. I got this. I know how to handle it. Or the committee, hey, committee up there, I got this. I don't need you anymore. You might have kept me safe and small and sound in the past, but I don't need you anymore. So when negative thoughts pop up in my head, and they do all day long, it's just how we're wired and how we're built. I got this, Rudy. Get out of here. Get lost. And then I start thinking about, what is the outcome that I want? What is the outcome? So often the ego will tell you to play it safe and listen to your intuition or your gut feelings. I mean, you are on this earth for a reason, and to share your gifts with others. So if you need to get more skills, hey, for courage, to be more resilient, go back to school, take an evening course at your local college. Just don't settle for the status quo and feel that you should be grateful to have the job you're in if it's unfulfilling or hostile. And know that you probably have many talents and skills that you haven't used in the workforce or in your personal life. So tap into them and take action to find a better job, a better outcome that you want. Now, another thing that I practice is gratitude. And you hear that more often these days, I think because more people are realizing it works. Every single night, I lay in bed and I give out gratitude. I know some people love to write it in a journal. And I've written books, so I'm a writer, I'm an author, but I don't know about writing all the time. I mean, it's just me. Maybe it's back in the day when somebody found my diary as a teenager and embarrassed me so badly about it because I shared all my feelings. So there's probably a little something there why I don't like to write things down today. And that's something that I can work on myself in the future to change that because I'm safe and sound and nothing is a threat to me. So what I do, I lay in bed and I start thinking about all the things that day that I'm grateful for. And it could be so simple. It could be that a person smiled at me today. For example, yesterday, a couple people did a little extra for me, and I was so grateful for that. My dogs, I'm going to board my dogs today in a kennel because I have some business travel and business work. And fortunately, the kennel where I'm going to is open on Sundays, and a lot of places are not. So I knew I have training. I have some marketing training coming up. And I knew I would not be able to get back to the kennel in time unless I cut an hour out of my training. But I asked very politely, I asked the person who owns the kennel, would you be willing to give me an extra hour? And I'm fine with paying you extra. And he didn't have a problem at all. In fact, the man's a retired 45 years sheriff officer that created a kennel called Sugar Bear Kennels in Marion, North Carolina, which is about an hour from Asheville, North Carolina. Now, why did he give me that? Is he just a nice person? I'd like to think so. But here's the thing. I set that intention every day for peace, ease, and grace. And that also involves me acting responsible. I'm not entitled. This is his kennel. And if he says, you must be here by, I forget the hour, maybe it's 3 o'clock p.m., and he's giving me an extra hour, wow, that is that's amazing. Oh, you better believe it, that he's going to get one heck of a great Google review. That's good customer service. And even if he could not accompany me that because of they're too busy or they have other commitments, and, you know, I'd understand, I wouldn't be mad. But I see a lot of people today that act very entitled. In fact, I even have some family members that act very entitled. I mean, the best way to stand up for yourself is also selecting the people you're around. Now, I had a long talk with a good friend earlier today, and I would say that we are both what you call ambiverts. It's a very good friend of mine I've had for years. If you never heard the term, ambivert is like the person who's not an introvert and they're not an extrovert. I like to say they're in the middle, you know, or a very extroverted introvert. We're both like that. We both care about people. We care about the world. We care about how people are treated. Let's face it, everyone. The world is very divisive, and there is a lot of political unrest. There's a lot of mental fighting. My suggestion to you is watch out for the negativity. Remove yourself from the negativity if you can. Hey, I know sometimes you cannot. I am facing being the executor of the will when my mother passes and dealing with family members that are very dysfunctional. And, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that. And it's something I am not looking forward to. But I know how to handle dysfunctional people. And it's not by being mean to them to stand up for myself. Should there be problems with the two of my family members, I don't have to get ugly. I don't have to get mean. All I have to do is document it or record it properly. You know, you got to follow state laws. You can't record people again if it's illegal. But, you know, there's so many ways that you can document. You know, for me, I got a whole bunch of hateful texts. I would become the worst sister in the world because I had taken our mother from North Florida and put her in one of the greatest nursing homes up here. And that was just projection on me, not because they said they couldn't, brothers said they could not see my mother. But yet one was once been retired been retired for well over a year and did three major vacations last year. So he didn't have too many problems with his vacation being away and driving long distances to catch the boat or the jet or whatever. And the other one, you know, he also has quite a bit of money, but, you know, they've not stepped forward. And I've been a caregiver for years, probably for about over 7 years. And it's not a complaint, and I certainly am not a victim. So as we wrap up, stand up for yourself. Stand up for yourself with some of the tips I've suggested. If you need help, reach out to me. I am happy to give you resources, whether it be mental health resources. I'm not a counselor. I am a certified life coach as of 2014. Sometimes I'm good fit for people to help them, but sometimes I know that I'm not the right fit, especially if somebody has mental health issues that deserve and need to be treated by a professional in the mental health career field. So that's one thing I never do. I never get involved in mental health. Somebody can tell me they're stressed out and share, you know, a little bit about their day. But as soon as I realize, whoa, there's some deep stuff here, I need to say, hey, you need to seek professional care elsewhere and try to help them. So reach out, anyone, if you are having a hard time. If I can help you, I'll be happy to help you or refer you to a lot of people I know that can help you. So moving forward every day, think about how your day is going to go. Catch yourself when you start reverting back about, oh my God, you know, I don't have enough money to pay my bills, you know, this month. Try to focus on what can you do? What is the next empowering step? Because my phrase is this: every single day, we have the choice to be empowered or disempowered. So choose wisely. So what's the next empowering thing can you do for yourself? And also, you know, I've talked about belonging because that also comes into fact. Where do you belong? That's a part of being empowered. Where do you belong? Do you belong going to a life coach to get some help? Do you belong, you know, to go into an open AA meeting so you can get help for dealing with the alcoholic that could be in your life? What is it that can help you? If you can listen to the inner, you know, what's going on in your mind and control the narrative, that is personal power. That's claiming personal power. And nobody has it 100% because we are wired the way we are. We have to get past it. Recently, and I would love to give credit to whoever made this quote, but I don't remember the name. You know, we will never, ever always be in the mood to do things. You know, it could be standing up for someone else. We may never be in the mood, but the way to move forward is you don't have to feel good about it. Oftentimes, I don't feel good about it. In fact, I even have a magnet on my refrigerator. It says, "When in hell, keep moving," by Churchill. I love it. So if you're in some kind of dilemma, or maybe you're in your own version of hell, as I say, what do? You do the next empowering step. If the problem is that you need extra money, you know, because gas has gone up, food has gone up. Holy cow. I wanted to have a makeup artist when I do a professional video and the prices are almost double. It's like, wow, there are a lot of people struggling out there. Finances, and finances touch all our lives. So what is the next empowering step, for example, that you can do to have enough money to pay your bills, to have money to do fun things? What is it? I mean, could it be a second job just for a little while to get on your feet? Could it be take a renter into your home or property? So many things. And I talk about that in my workbook, How to Stand Up to Workplace Bullying and Discrimination. So always, always, always know that you're in control. And you tell that ego, whatever you decide to name them, if you do, and I tell Rudy all the time, hey, thank you for the past. You know, thank you for being there for me and keeping me safe and small.